Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the
ear, right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, yeah, lean left, great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
On the Billboard charts, and again released this day in 1996. Remember, you can sign up for the Up North News Daily newsletter, upnorthnewswi.com. Well, it's telling about Donald Trump when the following two words lead a headline. Trump listens. It caught my attention. Like, wait, he did what? It says Trump listens during a farming event in rural Pennsylvania. And the Associated Press story says Donald Trump sat in a large barn in rural Pennsylvania on Monday, asking questions of farmers and offering jokes, but in a rarity for his campaign events, mostly listening. The bombastic former president was unusually restrained at an event about China's influence on the U.S. economy, a roundtable during which farmers and manufacturers expressed concerns about losing their way of life. Well, it starts out that way, and the article points out that this is the listening session. There was a rally that followed, and the Donald Trump that we all know returned. But in between the two, after hearing all these farmers' concerns, he gave his standard answer that he has. And that's the other part of this headline. Trump listens during a farming event in rural Pennsylvania, then threatens John Deere with tariffs. Now, John Deere is, in fact, looking to move some of its manufacturing to Mexico. Trump threatened the company with a 200% tariff if he were to win back the presidency and if they were to try to export manufacturing to Mexico, which again, on its face, might sound attractive if that's all there was to it, that you're going to pay this penalty if you go. But that's not how trade wars work. With trade wars, as we learned in Donald Trump's first presidency, you raise tariffs on their exports, they raised tariffs on ours. And it did tremendous damage, not just to farmers. Well, it did damage to their export sales. It didn't do as much damage to farmers financially, but here's why. Donald Trump then sent them relief checks totaling $28 billion during his term for a trade war with China where the Wisconsin market for soybeans dried up. So did we make a point there? Or did we just add $28 billion to the national debt to make Trump feel good? There have been plenty of articles. They would not be tough to find about the folly of trying to ignite another trade war rather than try to negotiate trade agreements that are fair for all parties involved. And Trump's taking it a step further in that he's talking about getting rid of the income tax and replacing it with tariffs, which is how the United States operated about 200 years ago before there was, you know, manufacturing and much more of a global economy. We now have that global economy in place with plenty of opportunities for trade to go very well or to go very badly, as happened in the 1930s when Congress got all tariff happy and only made a depression that much worse. And here's the thing. How big would tariffs have to be to replace individual and corporate income taxes? Because right now, individual and corporate income taxes generates $2 trillion a year. Imagine tariffs so high to generate $2 trillion in revenue. How much higher would our prices be in the stores? Because tariffs, contrary to what Donald Trump tells people, tariffs aren't paid by the country. They're not the only ones who pay. That cost gets passed along to the consumer. And so let's say there's a TV set made in China, and now there's a 200% tariff on it. The price is going to go up. The logic is that, well, now you're going to buy an American-made one, except that TVs haven't been made in America in a long time. Sure, it could get us to start or restart an industry like making TVs or making clothing or things like that. But then you know who'd have to take all those new low-end manufacturing jobs? Yeah, the same immigrants that he wants to deport en masse. This is not an actual plan. It's not an actual working plan. But by the way, it's not the full extent of his plan. The full extent of his plan is to help the very wealthy. Because right now, you can make an income tax more progressive, meaning millionaires and billionaires could pay a higher percentage of their income in taxes than, say, you know, teachers and guys who work in a factory. You can make income taxes more progressive. You can make corporate taxes more progressive. But if you swap that out for tariffs, where do the tariffs come from? Well, in Donald Trump's mind, they come from him, like right there where he just threatened John Deere. So what you've got is trading a fair system of taxes that you can always tweak with just giving some guy the power to decide on his own that this company or this industry is going to be punished with tariffs. Do you think he's going to punish millionaires and billionaires with higher taxes? Or do you think that once millionaires and billionaires have their individual taxes taken down substantially, the rest of us are going to make up the difference in higher prices because of tariffs, and tariffs that Donald Trump chooses? He chooses who to punish. That's not a a way a democracy works in an economy. That's the way a strong man works, the way an authoritarian works. It's the way Donald Trump works. When he talks about tariffs, he's talking about being an authoritarian strongman. The same goes for having the power to deport millions of people, including legal immigrants. The man said he wanted to be a dictator on day one. Believe him already. We'll talk to Julie Lassa from USDA Rural Development about Biden-Harris investments in Wisconsin next. You're up north.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow is affiliated with the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from 6 until 8. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Israel is preparing for a limited ground incursion into Lebanon, a U.S. official tells ABC News. It comes after the killing of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah by an Israeli strike. Israel has rejected a ceasefire proposal in Lebanon and is instead bombing sites that allegedly contain long-range missiles, according to the official.
We know that overnight and into this morning, Israel struck over 140 Hezbollah targets in Lebanon, including in Beirut. They're going after things like weapons, buildings where weapons are stored, and launchers that they say are aimed at Israeli civilians.
ABC's Inez de la Caterra in Tel Aviv. In Florida, residents are digging out of the destruction left behind by Hurricane Helene.
This is a group effort to have this and have what we have here. And, I feel blessed. And to come back and clean up, it's part of it. It's part of living on the coast of Florida.
Florida resident Betsy Hamlick. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Bucky heads west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Wisconsin Badgers take on USC today as UW tries to rebound from a loss to Alabama 2 weeks ago. Head coach Luke Fickle said he expects to start making big plays the rest of the season.
The plays are there. We just got to find ways to finish. We got to find ways to understand that effort is going to overcome a lot of those things.
Kickoff today is at 2:30 p.m. You can stream the game on the free Civic Media app on WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, or WLAK, or listen on any of those stations live today. The Brewers, who are locked into the NL's third seed, defeated a potential playoff opponent, the New York Mets, 8-4 on Friday. The playoffs begin Tuesday for the Brewers in the wild card round. The Green Bay Packers play tomorrow against the Minnesota Vikings. Starting quarterback Jordan Love is listed as questionable for the game. He's missed two games with an MCL sprain. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunshine and a high near 80 degrees. Clear tonight, lows around 52. Sunny with a high near 80 for Sunday. Sunday night, clear skies, low 50s. Mostly sunny and around 80 for Monday. Cooler on Tuesday with a high near 68.
Currently, 78 degrees.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WMDX website at mad.radio. Your news, just for the Madison area. I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about talking about money and why we gotta do it, even though it's something we really don't want to do. In our culture, we're almost conditioned, like trained, not to discuss it. You know, it's impolite, it can make people uncomfortable, it could cause conflict. Well, I'm here to say that not talking about money makes it harder to solve money problems, harder to ask for a raise, harder to figure out and talk about what we want in life. Look, if you want to make more money and you want to get better at your money, you got to talk about your money. So let me start with a suggestion that I saw once on a shoebox. Just do it. Find a trustworthy friend or a family member and just talk to them about what's nagging you about your money. Now, you might not solve everything, but I bet you'll make some headway, and I promise it gets easier and better every time. For more money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Take good care.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap all the news that happened over the weekend. I'm sure nothing will happen. And we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Spotlight. Dom Salvia is up next, and this week he welcomed in Bill Carroll, president of the Wisconsin Teamsters, Joint Council 39. This local of the Teamsters chose to endorse Kamala Harris, despite the National Teamsters organization refusing to give either major party an endorsement. Dom talks with Bill about why the Teamsters 39 decided to chart their own course.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate you listening. If you are playing the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win statewide contest, the word of the hour is fun. And we are having fun here on the Dom Salvia Show. Super stoked to be joined by a friend. His name is Bill Carroll. He's the president of the Teamsters Joint Council 39. They have three local union affiliates, represent roughly 15,000 workers at three locals across the state of Wisconsin. Bill, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Good to talk to you, man.
Hey, Dom, it's good to be here. Thanks for asking me back.
Oh, it is my pleasure. It was a lot of fun running into you in Bay Bash here in Milwaukee, a block party down, a street party in Bayview, Wisconsin, where I now reside. Saw your crews there in the tent handing out the koozies and the information for the Teamsters. Bill, I got the press release. The council endorses Harris Walz for presidential ticket. Bill, wanted to have you on. Tell us why. Why is this important to you? Why did Teamsters Local 39 endorse Harrison Walz?
So typically that is saved for the International Brotherhood of Teamsters in Washington, D.C. However, they decided to not make an endorsement this year for reasons that still are kind of unclear to me. In light of that, though, or in lieu of that, I should say, the local unions and joint councils across the country have autonomy. So when there's a vacuum, we fill that void, and there was no hesitation on our part to do that.
Bill, you've mentioned a few things in the press here that you're very proud of this administration. The Butch Lewis Act, you're looking for to get the PRO Act done. Let's talk about the Butch Lewis Act here. Why was that so important to the Teamsters?
Well, the Butch Lewis Act was a pension relief bill that saved the pensions of millions of retirees across the country. These pension plans were paid into by these workers throughout their careers, you know, spanning anywhere from 20 to 40 years, maybe even more, that these workers paid into them. And those pensions were put in jeopardy. It primarily stems from the deregulation of the late 70s. A lot of trucking companies went under as a result of that deregulation. Unfortunately, pension plans, due to governmental policy, are lower on the capital structure. So basically, employers that go bankrupt, the employees are the last ones to get paid, in essence. So those pension plans were put in jeopardy. By the early 2000s, the writing was on the wall. There was problems there. We had a very active group of Teamster retirees here in Milwaukee that worked very diligently.
Yeah,
a long time.
You were. We talked back then. That's when we really got to know you, Bill. What was your sense, Sean O'Brien, the president of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, showing up at the RNC, perhaps, you know, not invited, uninvited to the DNC? And given the speech, some folks thought it was pretty decent, but the fact that he was even there, you know, Republicans, you know, I think historically, Bill, haven't been great for organized labor. What was your thought on the RNC speech?
Well, you know, I know that it raised a lot of eyebrows.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, and I certainly am not going to speak for General President O'Brien, but I can tell you he has a very unique way of wanting to accomplish things. He does not mind mixing it up with anybody. He did raise a lot of eyebrows. We had a lot of members that were pretty upset that he was going there. But one thing I do know about the general president, though, is he wants to get things accomplished. And in the political environment we are right now, it's almost impossible to do it without bilateral support. So he wants to reach out to some Republicans that may be willing to talk with us to get things done. And that's really, you know, President O'Brien's eye is on the ball, and he wants to get things done for the labor movement, for working families in this country. This is his way of doing it. I can't necessarily say I agree with everything that he does do, but I do know that he is working very diligent for the working class in this country.
Bill Carroll, President Teamsters Joint Council 39, on the line with me. They have endorsed the Harris and Walz campaign. You're hoping to also push through the PRO Act. Can you get into a little bit of that? What's in the act, and why is that important to you?
Well, the PRO Act does several things. One of the things it renders right to work moot in the states that have it. Right now, 26 states are saddled with right to work. That means if a union member decides that they don't want to pay dues anymore, they don't have to. However, they still get to enjoy all the things that the union works hard for their members.
No, all the benefits and none of the price, right, Bill? I mean, that sounds like a deal.
All the benefits, absolutely. All the benefits, none of the price. Meanwhile, the free riders, co-workers are footing the bill, which we just feel is very un-American, if you will.
Bill, some of...
So that's one thing.
Yeah, okay, go on. Please continue. What else you got?
That's one thing, but it also puts on a timeline. So if you organize a group, there's a definite timeline. Employers can't, one of their favorite tactics is to drag things out as long as they possibly can to discourage the workforce.
Yeah.
We experience that frequently when we're trying to organize groups. It puts a stop to that. There's a number of other features in there that really would enhance collective bargaining and our ability to assist workers when they desire a union to help them achieve that.
Bill, it's been said that President Joe Biden's been the most pro-union president ever. Would you agree with that, and why?
Yes, without a doubt. I think the most pro-union, at least since FDR, who basically implemented the National Labor Relations Act. But, you know, Joe Biden from day one. I mean, the day after he was inaugurated, he fired a very hostile general counsel to the NLRB by the name of Peter Robb, and replaced him with Jennifer Abruzzo, who's been a real champion for workers' rights as her inner term as general counsel. President Biden acted on the pension issue that we just discussed decisively, saving those pensions. The list really goes on. I can tell you that the whole Infrastructure Act provided hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of new employment, and these are construction jobs that are subject to prevailing wage laws to keep the wages up. That way, they can't get undercut like we have in Wisconsin here, thanks to the Republicans in this state. They outlawed prevailing wage for state and municipal projects here, which really drives wage rates down. It allows for irresponsible bidding from contractors. Not saying that all contractors are. But it opens the door for that, and it opens the door for a race to the bottom for working people.
Bill, there's no group that has 100% of its membership that, you know, thinks in one particular way. You represent 15,000 workers in three locals across the state of Wisconsin. Certainly, there are some conservatives or Republicans or Trump supporters there. How do you address that the conflict or the different support within your membership?
Well, listen, I can tell you, you know, when we put our endorsement out last week, we had a number of our members quite triggered, a lot of hair on fire posts on our Facebook. They were very upset. And again, we're not trying to tell our members how to vote. but we're going to let them know what we think, because it's our right to do, and I think it's our responsibility. But it's real easy for us. You know, when you look at any citizen out there, they make their decisions based on a number of different issues that are important to them, right? Some mm-hmm. people, the gun issue is important to them. Some people, crime. Some people, make their choice based on whether or not they are for or against women have the liberty to make their own healthcare decisions. It's across the board. For us, it's very simple. We look at the candidate, who is the best candidate that will support organized labor and by extension support our members.
Bill Carroll, President, Teamsters Joint Council 39. Contrast with me, if you would, obviously supporting Harris and Walz. What was your sense? What was your takeaway? What was your evaluation of the Trump administration and their relationship with organized labor?
Well, there was a lot of talk. I think thinking back to the very beginning of his term, all the false promises that he couldn't deliver on carrier situation when they said they were going to move all those jobs in Mexico. Trump said he would stop it. He didn't stop it. And everybody seemed to forget about that. Trump said he would help with the pensions. Of course, he sat on his hands that whole time and didn't do a damn thing regarding that. He had heavy favoritism towards the chambers of commerce and employers with the NLRB and his makeup of the NLRB. He advocated for national right to work right across the board. So I think, his candidacy right now, they've talked about this Project 2025. The labor portion of Project 2025 is basically a page out of Scott Walker's playbook. Eliminate public sector unions. Right. Eliminate public sector unions, right to work, get rid of Davis-Bacon Act, which is your prevailing wage laws. It's the same playbook that Walker jammed down our throats here in Wisconsin.
Bill, you mentioned the infrastructure bill passed and that it has prevailing wage and some of these protections in it. Are you seeing that this bill is now providing results, that we're actually have shovels on the ground, you know, that work is actually getting done? Are we progressing on this from your perspective, Bill?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just, pretty much on any highway you're driving down now, there's orange barrels all over the place. The proof is what you see when you drive to work or if you take a trip. There's construction projects all over the place that are putting people to work. Thanks for this infrastructure bill.
Well, Scott Walker was really concerned about the orange barrel fatigue, if I recall, Bill. How about the state of organized labor in general? How are you feeling now, obviously, coming out of COVID? What's the membership like? What's the recruiting like? Is Teamsters growing?
Well, I think that, the Teamsters are growing. We've got a current organizing drive that we won. We're in the process of negotiating our first contract for a funeral home here in Milwaukee even. So we're crossing all kinds of industries. We do have a coffee shop organized. We were actually the first ones in Milwaukee, by the way. I know Collectivo has a contract. We also have a contract down at Likewise Coffee down in the Third Ward. So if you want a good cup of union coffee, go on down there too.
And what's your sense, Bill, the younger generations coming up? You know, it's been a long road. A lot of folks don't know the history, don't pay attention. Just starting to get out there now. Are the younger generations receptive to the organized labor movement?
I think they're receptive when they learn about it. I don't think there's been an emphasis put on it in public education as much as we'd like to see. But I think if they learn about it and they understand how the dynamic works, that we're stronger when we work together, they're very receptive to it. It gets pretty lonely being an individual fighting against a big company.
Yeah, it does. Bill, anything on your mind, any industry, any positions that you think really needs some organized labor assistance? What do you think the low-hanging fruit is? What do you think is most needed as you look around the country at the labor market?
Well, as I look around the country at the labor market, the most glaring company is Amazon. They've done their level best to prevent any kind of unionization in their company. They've got this DSP model for their drivers. I don't know if you know it, but virtually every driver that you see out on the road is not an employee of Amazon. Regardless of what the truck looks like or what the uniform looks like, they are employees of what they call a DSP, a delivery service partner, who is a contractor or a middleman that gets the packages out for Amazon. It might not mean much to the general public, but that middleman is taking the margin that makes a good job into a miserable job, put it that way.
Bill Carroll, President Teamsters Joint Council 39, endorsing the Harris Walls for presidential ticket. Bill, a friend of ours, we appreciate you coming around, man. Great running into you again. Hope we can continue these conversations more often as we move forward, man.
Yeah, it's great to see you, Dom.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you. Bill Carroll, Teamsters, Joint Council 39. This is the Dom Salvia Show. Coming back with your phone calls, 855-752-4842.
The Dom Salvia Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays from 4 till 6. To learn more about this show and all the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wrapping up hour one of this week's Civic Media Spotlight, we'll hear from Earl Ingram. This week on the Earl Ingram Show, we heard about the Republican plan to cut SNAP benefits in the next farm bill. Earl also decides that he can no longer call conservatives the right when they are so clearly in the wrong. What
you doing to the man? All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's always good to have Chief Norman, in the studio.
And so one of the reasons that I wanted to have him in,
that you keep hearing about the cities being the worst place in the world and that crime is, clearly crime in the city of Milwaukee is a lot bigger than it is Calvin and Eagle, right? I mean, there's a lot more people, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just common sense.
And so, to lead people, as he stated, murders are down from 170 last year at this time to 100. 100 is way too many, right? One is too many. But they're not accentuating that on the right, so-called right side of things. They won't even talk about that. I hate using the term right when I refer to people who are on the far right side of things, because there's nothing right in the things that they say and do. We should say the wrong. They should have a new title, the wrong, because they're always on the wrong side of common sense things. So there's a fight over food stamps, and they claim to be in support of the farmers, right? You constantly hear the Republicans, we support the farmers. Guess who's holding up the farm bill? Republicans. The bill's all set to be signed. You should think about this when you hear them saying the things that they're saying to you. Because listen, food stamps used by tens of thousands of Wisconsin families are on the chopping block in a Republican draft of the federal farm bill. and an impasse over the proposed cut threatens to hinder a much larger spending package that provides subsidies for farms and farmers across the country. The version of the bill proposed by the House Committee on Agriculture in May makes a number of changes to the Federal Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, known as SNAP, the most notable of which is a shift in policy that would effectively cut $30 billion in benefits over the next decade. So, hey, Republican politricksters, what do you get out of cutting $30 billion out of food stamps for poor people? Can't you find something else? All they want to do is eat, man. You know? Just shouldn't we as a nation, the wealthiest nation on earth, make sure that people get enough food? And whether you're Democrat or Republican, I don't understand that. A breakdown of the funding shows families enrolled in the program would lose a day's worth of benefits each month, beginning in 2027, eventually expanding to a cut of 2 days' worth of benefits each month by the end of the budget window, according to estimates from the Congressional Budget Office. Hey, guess what, Republicans? Guess who you're starving? Children and the elderly. That's who we're talking about when we talk about food stamps. Do you get a kick out of that? As it stands, an individual person enrolled in SNAP benefits receives $7 per day. That's what people get on average, $7 a day. And they're constantly talking about how much the price of food has gone up. There's so many people hungry in this country today, more so than ever before. And instead of looking at a way to address that, what do? They want to cut it even more.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't even make sense. And I think they have this idea in their head that it's the urban, it's the cities right. that are this drain. But there is a considerable population of rural people that are on food stamps as well.
Well, I would say this. Anybody who knows the numbers knows that the majority of the people who are on food stamps aren't people in the urban centers, and they aren't people of color, because we only make up 12% of the population. So this misconception that is had for people on the right, people on the wrong, I'm going to start calling the people on the wrong. So from now on, when you think I'm talking about the right, I'm talking about the wrong. These are people on the wrong. Data from 2022 shows more than 700,000 Wisconsinites were enrolled in the state's food share program. The state system within the SNAP benefits are regulated and distributed, making up to about 12% of the state population. Each person enrolled in the program receives $164 a month to spend on groceries. Yeah, it just is another one of those things that I just cannot comprehend. Things that just don't make any sense. The Farm Bill, which contains the spending framework for SNAP benefits, is supposed to be updated every 5 years, but Congress failed to pass a reauthorization bill in 2023. Instead, lawmakers approved a temporary extension of the last iteration of the bill, meaning many of the programs within the spending package are operating at 2018 levels. The last time the legislation was revised by Congress. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. That you're killing this man.
The Earl Ingram Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from 8 till 10. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for matinee on air.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Dan Davies and Craig Kennett talk about their giant spider invasion event. And
the lovable producer Connor will give a full report after watching in person the green and gold take on the purple people eaters.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for a roundup of today's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WMDX website at mad.radio. Your news just for the Madison area. I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Israel is preparing for a limited ground incursion into Lebanon, a U.S. official tells ABC News. It comes after the killing of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah by an Israeli strike. Israel has rejected a ceasefire proposal in Lebanon and is instead bombing sites that allegedly contain long-range missiles, according to the official.
We know that overnight and into this morning, Israel struck over 140 Hezbollah targets in Lebanon, including in Beirut. They're going after things like weapons, buildings where weapons are stored, and launchers that they say are aimed at Israeli civilians.
ABC's Inez de la Caterra in Tel Aviv. In Florida, residents are digging out of the destruction left behind by Hurricane Helene.
This is a group effort to have this and have what we have here. And, you know, I feel blessed. And to come back and clean up, it's part of it. It's part of living on the coast of Florida.
Florida resident Betsy Hamlick. This is ABC News. The Texas State Fair kicks off this weekend with a new firearms ban in place. Corey McCarroll was one of the first attendees, and he says he'd rather have his gun on him to protect his family.
It was a little upsetting, but, you know, it didn't prevent us from coming. We're going to have a good time. We're just going to be extra careful.
Republicans in the state fought to reverse the ban put in place by organizers but lost several court challenges. The restriction was put in place after a shooting last year that injured three people and sent some fairgoers running and climbing over barriers to flee. The fair runs through October. And a successful launch for SpaceX, the Crew 9 mission blasting off from Cape Canaveral earlier today. It's on its way to the International Space Station, where it will collect two American astronauts who've been up there since their original ride home. The Boeing Starliner capsule was deemed too risky to fly home with passengers. All goes according to plan. Crew 9 returns next year. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
You get the kids' meal?
I do, yeah. It's enough to fill me up, usually. And you get Scoopy tokens, so you can, like...
Scoopy tokens?
Yeah, you know. You get the free ice cream coupon with it, and you get a Scoopy token that you can get a basketball or a frisbee or something like that.
You have to drag a kid along with you?
I am somebody's kid.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8, on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly, so get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Packed right, load. Words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie.
Yeah.
Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps. This model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping? Your mind racing? So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
You get the kids meal?
I do, yeah. It's enough to fill me up usually. And you get Scoopy tokens so you can like...
Scoopy tokens?
Yeah, you know. You get the free ice cream coupon with it. And you get a Scoopy token that you can get a basketball or a frisbee or something like that.
You have to drag a kid along with you?
I am somebody's kid. Okay. If I
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking. What's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media.